Michigan State football retained and gained a second spot in the polls with a 30-10 win over Central Michigan this past weekend. Meantime, our in-state rival Michigan rose to number 22 in one of the rankings after pounding Brigham Young 31-0 down at the Big House in A Squared. And also some basketball analysts predicting even more success for Michigan State on the hardwood with what could be one of the top incoming classes in men's basketball. With us now, MSU sports writer for the Detroit Free Press, Joe Rexroad. And Joe, as your former professor, did you turn in that last assignment? Gotcha.
Gosh, it's been a while now, so I hope so. But it's a nice treat to be here with my favorite professor. So great to be with you, Dr. Carter.
You're a precious guy. Joe, you were at Spartan Stadium on Saturday and called MSU's 30-10 win a deceiving final score. What made you think that and write that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was 17-10 going into the fourth quarter, and Michigan State, of course, jumped out 17-0 and then really had a lull, and especially in the third quarter, Central Michigan, it was the better team in the third quarter, had the momentum, and a lot of times you see games like that with a team heavily favored, a highly ranked team, and then a heavy underdog, and if it's close going into the fourth quarter, sometimes you see the pressure get to the favorite. But, Michigan State did, to its credit, score those two late touchdowns, made it 30-10, and really dominated the fourth quarter. But I think if you just looked at that score and didn't watch any of the game, you would sort of assume, well, Michigan State had no problem with them, and maybe they let them back in late or something like that. But really, it was a very compelling game for three quarters.
How big is the target on Michigan State's back?
Yeah, it's big. And I think it is a little bit new for these players. They've had a lot of success over the past few years, no question about that. So they're used to playing in big games. They're used to being ranked, playing in major bowl games. But I think when you get to a number two in the country this early, I think there's just even a little bit more. I mean, that's a program win on the other side each week if they can get it, or most weeks if you're not playing another highly ranked team. And that's a little bit different. I think they are seeing that, and there was a lot of talk of that after the game Saturday. Like, we have to remember that this is like their Super Bowl now when these teams play us, and we have to try to match that intensity. But, I think one thing that they've been able to do under Mark D'Antonio is not take people lightly, and that's reflected in a 32-1 record against unranked teams as a ranked team, which is a pretty remarkable record.
That is pretty astonishing. Some surprise touchdown ball carriers in the game, do you think?
Yeah, Gerald Holmes really had sort of fallen out of the running back rotation. And then all of a sudden, Dave Warner, the co-offensive coordinator, decided to give him a look, and he played really well. Gerald Holmes is one of those players. I mean, you hear this a lot, with good teams, but one of those players who could probably start at a lot of other teams. He's a really talented player. I don't know if he's going to be able to pass Madre London and LJ Scott and get regular work, but he was very impressive as a number three back and really gave them a spark in those last two touchdowns.
Yeah, no kidding. When they called his number, he came in and showed up. I think I read correctly this morning, before too much caffeine, that University of Michigan's defense is rated number two in the country. Does that pose some problems for us down the road?
Yeah, well, I think Michigan looks very good right now. And I wasn't sure until, I wanted to see what would happen against BYU. But BYU is a good team. Yeah. BYU has played an incredibly grueling schedule up to that point. But still, that was an impressive win. And, yeah, I think Michigan's defense is legitimately very good and will absolutely challenge Michigan State in a few weeks. I think Michigan State has to get a lot better in all aspects before that game. But so far, I think there's a lot of optimism in Ann Arbor, and I think there should be.
Yeah. How about our O-line? Let's go back to the Spartans' O-line. What's your view of the performance now? Chris Solari calls them bland.
Well, yeah, I think the offense in general was, it scored four touchdowns on Saturday, but I guess it sort of seemed like a subpar performance just because of the third quarter. Yeah. The offensive line, the tough thing with that is, of course, right tackle Cody Keeler is out with a knee injury, and now left tackle Jack Conklin has a knee injury, and there's still no word on his long-term prognosis. But I think injuries have been a big part of that. The offensive line, I thought, did have a better week. It was very disappointed against Air Force, only running for 77 yards, and I think it was a bounce-back week. But if Jack Conklin's out for a significant period of time, that really changes things for that offensive line. That's a problem. Michigan State has some depth, but Jack Conklin's the type of guy who might be, you know, a first-round pick in the next NFL draft. That's a huge loss if he's out for a while.
Yeah, hard to replace somebody like that. One of your post-game conversations focused on players getting outside of what they're supposed to be doing. How does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think there's a lot of talk about that after the game, and I think most of that has to do with the secondary. You saw some switching, some replacements. Monte Nicholson, the sophomore safety, was taken out of the game. And I think a lot of it's hard sometimes, but if you stay in your lane, so to speak, and everyone works collectively and does their job, then the gap should be smaller. But I think at times Saturday, there were some people who were stepping outside of their area to try to maybe make a play, or, you know, they felt they had to help here or there. And then, you know, people get out of position and big plays happen. So right now, I think they're definitely still working on, you know, not just individual play in the secondary, but also just the collective play, the communication, and the cohesion. That's a huge part of what Michigan State's done on defense the last few years.
Good point. And not to make too fine an argument, but sometimes, you know, one can be reminded of 5- and 6-year-olds playing soccer Velcro ball, where everyone tries to make it in on the play. I want to talk a little bit about basketball. We're not too far off from Midnight Madness and the basketball season, and Coach Tom Izzo in year 21 is racking up some great recruits.
He is, and another one may be happening Saturday in Flint, Mott Community College. Miles Bridges, he is one of the top prospects in the country. He's actually from Flint. He plays at Huntington Prep in West Virginia, but right. His finalists are Michigan State, Indiana, and Kentucky. A lot of people think Michigan State has taken the lead since he took his official visit for the Oregon football game a couple weeks ago, which is also a basketball alumni weekend. Draymond Green with his NBA championship trophy. I mean, you couldn't really ask for a better recruiting weekend.
Yeah,
and Michigan State already has, right now, the number one ranked class, according to some services, with Cassius Winston, Josh Langford, and Nick Ward. Now, there are some other prospects who haven't committed yet, so that may not be the case at the end. But if Michigan State gets Miles Bridges, it's possible this could be the number one class in the country, according to the analysts, and also the best class Tom Izzo has ever brought in on paper.
Boy, that it really is stunning. And that's got to put him, you know, certainly in the league with Kentucky and Duke. But he clearly, and he does it well. You know, he does it with class, which is so impressive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, there was some concern a couple years ago. He lost some big recruits to a Duke and Kentucky and Kansas. But, you know, this shows you, for one thing, if you have good players from Michigan, that's a huge thing. That was a void for a few years. Cassius Winston and Miles Bridges are both from Michigan. But, you know, yeah, it is a big bounce back for Tom Izzo on the recruiting trail, and he could have some really good teams here, as he's had many already.
Just finally, quick wrap-up. Joe, predictions for the Purdue homecoming game?
Well, I think Michigan State will win. I do think Purdue has struggled a lot, but one thing Purdue does well is pass the ball. So Michigan State's pass defense will be tested again. But I think Michigan State will win convincingly and head into a game at Rutgers and probably be 6-0 heading to that game at Ann Arbor on October 17th.
Outstanding. By the way, Joe, I just found your paper. You got a 4-point.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I didn't realize that. That's good news. Thanks, Dr. Carter.
My pleasure. Joe Rexro, Detroit Free Press sports writer who covers Michigan State University. It is always a joy to see you, to talk with you, and to have a cup of coffee with you at the local Big Boys.
Likewise. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Dr. Carter.